This clip was recorded for the UK Wine Show. For more information about the UK Wine Show, you can go to ukwineshow.co.uk. This spotlight is on Sauvignon Blanc, the smelly gooseberry. Sauvignon Blanc is one of the world's few grapes with an intense aromatic aroma and is loved and loathed by some. But it is the aromatic intensity that some have described as cat's pee on a gooseberry bush that makes it stand out. And technically, some of the aromas for Sauvignon Blanc are also found in cat's pee, strangely enough. But I like to think of Sauvignon Blanc as being the smelly gooseberry. In this spotlight, we're going to look at the grape variety, the methods used to make Sauvignon Blanc, and where it's made in the world. And let's start off with the grape variety itself, and it is classified as an aromatic grape variety. Aromatic grape varieties are known for their intense aromas, and the flavors you get from Sauvignon Blanc often express the climate. Cooler climate Sauvignon Blancs often have green apples, asparagus, and whetstone flavors. As the climate warms up, you'll get into more elderflower, passion fruit, green pepper, gooseberry. In terms of climates that Sauvignon Blanc likes to grow in, typically you'll see cool to moderate climates, but you will see it grown in warmer climates. Here, when it's grown in warmer climates, they tend to harvest the grapes earlier to hold on to the acidity, and that results in wines with noticeable herbaceous characters to it. Now, just as an aside on gooseberry, most people don't know what gooseberry smells like or tastes like. As a Kiwi, I spent a lot of time thinking about wines that are supposed to taste like gooseberry without really understanding what gooseberry smells like. In the end, after growing a gooseberry bush myself, buying loads of canned gooseberry and eating loads of different gooseberry products, I've decided that gooseberry has a floral aroma, a bit like some floral air fresheners. Now, looking at Sauvignon Blanc in the vineyard, it is a vigorous growing grape variety, and if you're not careful, it will focus on producing vegetative growth and getting large at the detriment of grape quality. So to get the best out of Sauvignon Blanc, you need to use a lot of canopy management, or grow it in very low fertility soils that will naturally manage its vigor. It can also crop at very high levels, producing flavorsome wines. Although when you're in warmer climates producing large crops, the wines tend to be quite herbaceous. It also tends to go through the final stages of ripening very quickly, meaning picking dates are very important. So when you're growing Sauvignon Blanc on soils with high fertility, this leads to high vigor and with rapid ripening towards the end, mechanization to manage the canopy and harvest is very common. The definitive style of Sauvignon Blanc is Marlborough, and the development of canopy management in New Zealand and the adoption of vertical shoot positioning was instrumental in creating what was in the 1980s the new reference for Sauvignon Blanc. Vertical shoot positioning, or VSP, is a method of training shoots upwards using wires. And by doing so, you form a single narrow row of vines in the vineyard. A single row with shoots reasonably apart helps to keep the canopy open and is great in wet areas where fungal disease can be a problem. In hot climates, those shoot tips are allowed to flop over and create shade for the grapes and part of the vine. Now, vertical shoot positioning, or VSP, can be used for both replacement cane and cordon spur. And depending on where you are in the world, both cordon spur and replacement cane can be used. And as I said earlier, mechanization is really important for good quality Sauvignon Blanc if the soils are fertile, in which case vertical shoot positioning with its single row means that canopy management and mechanical harvesting is possible. This is one of the reasons why vertical shoot positioning has become such a popular method of trellising all over the world. Let's talk about winemaking. And because Sauvignon Blanc is an aromatic grape variety, most producers try to maintain that aromatic flavours. So unlike grape varieties like Chardonnay or Pinot Gris, which are not aromatic and lend themselves to being mucked around in the winery by the winemaker, most producers don't fiddle around with Sauvignon Blanc too much. You try and make a wine that expresses its natural flavours. So when you're making an aromatic Sauvignon Blanc, grapes and juice need to be handled carefully to retain the fruit and floral aromas. To do this, you might see the grapes being picked at night when the temperatures are cool and oxidation is less likely to occur. Sulfur dioxide levels are kept up during the entire process to protect the wine from oxygen, and that includes pre-flushing much of the equipment such as hoses and presses with either carbon dioxide or nitrogen beforehand. When the grapes come in, they may be crushed and given a little bit of skin contact to extract some more flavors from the skins, or they could be pressed straight away into pre-flushed presses. Clearing the juice is often achieved by settling, and that's done to maintain the purity of the fruit. Unlike in Chardonnays and Pinot Gris, often you want the juice to be fairly clean without too many particles floating in the juice, and that will help give purity of flavour. When it comes to fermentation, stainless steel is often a good choice because that gives you excellent temperature control. However, other inert tanks such as concrete may be used. In general, it's unusual but not unheard of to use oak barrels. Occasionally, you will see oak barrels used for fermentation. However, most aromatic styles of Sauvignon Blanc are going for a slow, steady, cool fermentation in stainless steel to encourage the formation of primary flavors from inoculated yeast. And they're usually fermented to dry. The resulting wines are high acid with purity of fruit, and that's desirable. So often things like malolactic fermentation or malolactic conversion, depending on what you call it, but malolactic fermentation would not normally be done because you want to hold on to that acidity and you don't necessarily want to lose any primary fruit flavors. Similarly, lees aging and oak aging is not typical. It's not unheard of, but it's not typical. And we'll give you examples of where oak's been used later on. Most Sauvignon Blancs made in a fruit-forward style will not tend to age. Some producers in moderate to warm regions may blend Sauvignon Blanc with Semillon as well. And the Semillon adds body and ageability, and also, as I said, sometimes with a little bit of oak aging. However, most Sauvignon Blanc is made as a single grape varietal. Sauvignon Blanc's modern home is Marlborough, New Zealand. Here, Sauvignon Blanc is the largest single variety in New Zealand, as well as in Marlborough itself. The style was first produced in the 1980s and took the world by storm and has been copied by many since. Revolutionary work in canopy management in New Zealand helped to manage the fertile valley floors to produce this new style of Sauvignon Blanc. The style was encouraged with Marlborough's intense long sunshine, and despite it being a cool maritime climate, it still has high diurnals, which help, along with the intense sunshine, to give vibrant fruit with intense aromas and high levels of acidity. Marlborough is divided into two valleys. You've got the Wairau Valley, where the wines tend to produce powerful gooseberries, elderflower, grapefruit, and passion fruit styles of wines. And then there's the cooler southern Awatere Valley, and that tends to give wines with higher levels of acidity and more pronounced herbaceous aromas. Think grass, green peppers. New Zealand typically produces fruit-driven styles of wine where they keep the wine away from oxygen during the winemaking process. However, experimentation is common, and you may occasionally see lees or even light oak in New Zealand Sauvignon Blancs. A recent innovation has been the production of sparkling Sauvignon Blancs. And these wines are made using either the tank method or direct carbonation into the wines. Secondary fermentations in bottles are usually not desirable for aromatic wines, as it's thought that the yeasty aromas associated with secondary fermentation in bottles will detract from the primary fruit flavours of Sauvignon Blanc. New Zealand Sauvignon Blanc is grown everywhere in New Zealand, from Nelson, which is right next door to Marlborough at the top of the South Island, but as you head further south, you'll see it in South Canterbury as well. Into the warmer North Island, you'll see riper, high-intensity Sauvignon Blancs with outer flower, passion fruit, and tropical fruits. Originally, Sauvignon Blanc came from France, and the closest region in France that produces styles similar to New Zealand is Sancerre, Puy-Fumé, and Mentusalon. These are all cool continental regions, and they're at the cool continental end of the Loire Valley. Here, the wines are typically less aromatic than New Zealand, but still with rapier acidity and Sauvignon Blancs with flavours of green apples, asparagus, and whetstones. While Puy-Fumé, Sancerre, and Mentusalon tend to produce the best Sauvignon Blancs in the Loire Valley, most of the Sauvignon Blancs come from further along the valley and are made under the appellation Sauvignon de Touraine. In Sauvignon de Touraine, the wines tend to be simple, fruity, with less concentration. Bordeaux is the only other area in France with a reputation for producing high-quality Sauvignon Blanc. There are growing numbers of single varietal Sauvignon Blanc being made in Bordeaux and sold as AOC Bordeaux. And these single variety Sauvignon Blancs tend to be the exception that proves the rule that all Bordeaux wines are blends. You will see quite a lot of single varietal Sauvignon Blanc. However, the quality Sauvignon Blanc is usually a blend, and it's blended with Semillon, and often aged for a period in oak. Semillon adds body and richness and ageability to the wines. Two regions in particular produce different styles of Sauvignon Blanc and Semillon blends. Pessac-Léon produces excellent, ageable, dry Sauvignon Blanc Semillon blends, with oak making the wines rounder and giving toasty notes, often with part of the wines undergoing some form of barrel fermentation. The other style of Sauvignon Blanc blend is from Sauternes. Here, Sauvignon Blanc adds acidity to the botrytis-infected Semillon grapes to make sweet wines. Also, while not technically in Bordeaux, Montbazillac, just to the east of Bordeaux, also has a reputation for producing sweet Sauvignon Blanc Semillon wines. In the south of France, warm Mediterranean southern France is dominated by Sauvignon Blanc and Chardonnay. These two grape varieties have replaced many of the traditional grape varieties grown in southern France. However, because they're not native to the region, the wines tend to be used for IGP wines as opposed to AOC wines. In the southern France, high volume Sauvignon Blanc is typically picked a little bit earlier, and the wines tend to have a herbaceous characteristic and less intensity than you'd expect in New Zealand. In the rest of Europe, Sauvignon Blanc is not common, but it is grown in Spain as an international variety in a number of places. In particular, the Rueda region, with its warm continental climate and wedged in between Ribera del Duero and Toro on the Douro River within the Castilla León region. Here, Sauvignon Blanc is often blended with at least 50% Verdejo, to produce a range of styles from simple fruity wines to rich barrel-fermented versions. In the USA, the best Sauvignon Blancs are typically grown in California's cooler coastal areas, making wines with ripe citrus flavours. However, cheaper everyday Sauvignon Blanc comes from the warmer regions, such as Central Valley. Now, the US sometimes calls Sauvignon Blanc Fumet Blanc to describe the wine. And Sauvignon Blanc, labelled as Fumet Blanc, often, but not always, are made with these wines having some oak influence. So there's actually three confusing kids, if you like. They are Pouet Fumé, Pouet Fusé, and Fumé Blanc. The way I remember it is, if it's Pouet, like in Pouet Fumé or Pouet Fusé, so Pouet wines are French, and Fumé means it's Sauvignon Blanc. So Pouet Fumé is a French Sauvignon Blanc. Pouet Fusé is French, but not Sauvignon Blanc. And Fumé Blanc is Sauvignon Blanc, but it's not French. Moving on to South Africa, and South Africa can produce some very good Sauvignon Blancs. Here, the warmer climate limits it to the cooler coastal regions, but you've got regions such as Constantia, Durbanville, Elgin, Elm, and Walker Bay. Here, the warmer climate often means that the grapes need to be picked earlier for Sauvignon Blanc to hold on to its acidity, and the wines can be quite herbaceous. South Africa, along with Chile, produce some examples of Sauvignon Blanc closest to the New Zealand style. Chile's Alki Valley in the far north has high sunshine and cool sea breezes, and has a reputation for producing Chile's best Sauvignon Blancs. In fact, cool sea breezes and misty mornings also help San Antonio produce excellent Sauvignon Blancs, and in particular, the cool Lader Valley within San Antonio has a reputation for Sauvignon Blancs. The final country we're going to look at is Australia, and Sauvignon Blanc is widely planted in Australia, and in particular, South Australia's Adelaide Hills, with its moderate climate, has developed a reputation for concentrated passion fruit Sauvignon Blanc with high acids. Many other Australian regions will blend the high acid Sauvignon Blancs with Semillon, and in particular, Margaret River in Western Australia produces Sauvignon Blanc Semillon blends with gooseberries and tropical fruits.